WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, the latest figures released by the state on COVID-19. More than 3,200 new positives, bringing our total in that regard over 64,000. Deaths still increasing, but just 94, the fewest newly reported since April 5th, but tallying our fatalities at more than 2,400. Hospitalizations are inching toward 8,000 statewide. Power outage numbers coming down across the state this afternoon into the 45,000 range. South Jersey customers of Atlantic City Electric probably the hardest hit. The statewide numbers down from a high of about 60,000 customers in the dark earlier this afternoon. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecast minutes away. The effect of social distancing is starting to flatten the COVID-19 curve in Jersey, but infection rates, hospitalizations, and deaths will have to drop significantly before the return to normalcy can begin. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the State Health Department says it would be nice if they could say,
there's one number. When this number gets below 12 or whatever, that's going to be when we'd recommend opening things back up. We can't quite say that because it's a much more complicated picture.
Governor Murphy says once the reopening does start, widespread rapid testing will help officials recognize coronavirus hotspots so they can be quickly controlled. A federal Department of Justice report out today accuses officials at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility, the state's only women's prison, of failing to act and curb rampant sexual abuse, despite the report saying those same officials were fully aware of systemic problems. Multiple corrections officers have pleaded guilty or been convicted. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week we profile those that make Jersey a great place to live. The personal protective equipment highest in demand by doctors and nurses keeps changing. And Jersey mom Lisa Zahakos and her volunteers are trying to keep up. She has worked as a physician's assistant, and so when she heard the call going out for more masks, she knew it was serious. First, she started a Facebook page.
New Jersey did not have a localized group, so I started in the middle of the night. I just made a little Facebook group and reached out to a few people I know. And in a week, we had 2,000 people.
That coalition of people began to sew cloth masks, but those don't protect against COVID-19 specifically, though they do help to lengthen the life of N95 respirators when worn over those. Zahakos has morphed her efforts into a GoFundMe for the N95s, but is also now directing people to make headbands, skull caps, even 3D-printed face shields. Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at NJ1015.com. New Jersey news made possible by Ground Game, latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy all through primary season. Downloaded wherever you get your podcasts. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. When will we see an end to our severe weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 408. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We're into the grand finale of today's powerful storm system round of scattered strong thunderstorms, but we are going to see dramatic improvements coming very soon as things dry out, clear out, and calm down almost all of a sudden this evening. It'll still be somewhat breezy overnight. We'll see low temperatures dip into the mid-40s and a much nicer weather day tomorrow. Partly sunny with a light breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Our next storm system moves in Wednesday morning with a chance of light rain and possibly some snow. It'll be mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday with highs only around 50. Thursday, sun and clouds with a few rain showers, highs in the lower 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City, 58 degrees. Mullica Hill, 65. Brick, 60. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.